Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 26th, Sunday. 2019, day 146. Today's topic. How Satan stole David's heart, he also tried to steal your heart. Be careful. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop. For a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 120, verses 1 to 7, 2 Samuel, chapter 9, verse 1 to chapter 11, verse 27, John, chapter 15, verses 1 to 27, Proverbs 16, verses 1 to 3. Today's main passages, I have three main passages that I think is very inspiring. 2 Samuel, chapter 11, verses 1 to 5. In the spring, at the time when kings go off to war, David sent Joab out with the king's men and the whole Israelite army. They destroyed the Ammonites and besieged Rabbah, but David remained in Jerusalem. One evening, David got up from his bed and walked around on the roof of the palace. From the roof, he saw a woman bathing. The woman was very beautiful, and David sent someone to find out about her. The man said, "She is Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, and the wife of Uriah the Hittite." Then David sent messengers to get her. She came to him, and he slept with her. Now she was purifying herself from her monthly uncleanness. And she went back home. The woman conceived and sent word to David, saying, "I am pregnant." Second passage, 2 Samuel, chapter 11, verses 14 to 17. In the morning, David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it with Uriah. In it, he wrote, "Put Uriah out in front where the fighting is fierce. Then withdraw from him so he will be struck down and die." So while Joab had the city under siege, he put Uriah at the place where he knew the strongest defenders were. When the men of the city came out and fought against Joab, some of the men in David's army fell. Moreover, Uriah the Hittite died. John chapter 15, verses 5 to 6. Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. Yesterday, we were witnessing about how David was being blessed since he was a young guy because he loved God and followed him closely. God removed all his enemies and he gave thanks to God and said, "Praise be to God who alone does marvelous deeds." Today, we had a 100-degree change. David became secure, then lazy, then had sex with his general's wife, and then killed the general. The worst is that he did not aware that he sinned. Terrible. Jesus uses John chapter 10, verse 10 to remind you and me that this is exactly what Satan has been doing to everyone. Jesus says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." How Satan stole David's heart, he also tried to steal your heart. My friend, be careful. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, protect us that we won't be like David for Satan to steal our heart from loving you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of warning have you got from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to avoid your heart being stolen by Satan? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family about today's message. How Satan stole David's heart, he also tried to steal your heart. May the Lord bless you.